Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, March 16th. Well, I'm not here in the state of Kentucky at this time. Some of you know already that my wife and I have taken a little mini vacation on Thursday and Friday. Our people here at the church last year actually rented us a cabin and got us a free meal down there, and we've never used that. So we're going to do that this week. And our anniversary is Wednesday, so hope you'll remember us in prayer. But we're going to go right along in the broadcast nonetheless. We're just continuing on what we started this week, preaching from Psalm chapter number 32, and really using the whole Psalm, but particularly verse number 1 and verse number 2, and speaking about the blessedness of forgiveness. And as I'm making these broadcasts week by week now and taking one sermon and breaking it down into a five-day broadcast, one of the things that I'm doing, some of you have noticed, is that I may be repeating quite a bit of it, especially towards the end of the week. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to hit the major points. And so we're reminding you of that, rehearsing that. And then each day, there'll be a part of that that might be replayed. But each day, there's an additional part that's played as well. And you'll be able to see the next point, maybe the next couple of points, as it moves along. I hope these are a blessing to you. Well, we're going to go ahead and move right along into prayer time. It is time to call on the Lord in prayer. So would you pray with us at this time? Our Heavenly Father, I want to say, as our Lord taught us to say, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you deserve so much praise, honor, and glory. You are a holy God and a wonderful Heavenly Father. I want to thank you for putting me in the family of God, for birthing me by the power of the Holy Ghost, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the will of the everlasting Father. I want to thank you for birthing me into the family of God. Now, Father, I pray that you would bless this broadcast. I pray you'd be with my wife and I. Bless us in our time of little vacation on Thursday and Friday. And, Lord, help us to be refreshed and come back ready to serve you even better and more fully. Now, Lord, I do pray that you'd help those that are sick and afflicted, those that are facing problems, those that have doctor's visits and medical things going on. Lord, I pray you'd touch them in their body. I know that you are in the healing business. You have the ability, the power to heal. Sometimes you do it with or without medication. Sometimes you do it with or without the aid of physicians. But Lord, I pray that you'd help these folks in accordance to thy will. But then, Lord, I pray especially for those that are lost, that you'd bring them to Christ, Lord, through the power of the gospel. You'd bring them to a place of faith and repentance that they might believe and be saved before it is eternally too late. Father, I pray that you'd bless the saint. Help us, dear God, that we might rejoice in the blessedness of forgiveness. Help us that we might walk worthy of the vocation wherein we are called. Lord, that we'd be used by the hand of God, and that we would obey you and please you, and that we would live right in the sight of God. Father, I pray that you would help now and help Brother Hall, Mrs. Hall, touch them in their body, strengthen them, continue to bless them, and bless the radio station at WSOF and WAJJ. And the work that's going on there. Father, I pray you'd bless and use that for your glory and for your honor as well. I do pray, dear God, for those young people that have been on our heart continuously for some time now. Some of them are lost. Some of them say they're saved, but they're in a state of rebellion. They're in a state of being a prodigal away from the parents and away from the church and the teaching that they were raised in. Father, I pray you'd turn them back to thee. And dear God, if they need salvation, you'd grant them salvation. Father, if they just need to get right with God, you'd let them know that and bring them back, Lord, in the hand of God and in the grace of God. Father, I pray that you'd comfort and strengthen the families of those involved in that. I do pray for our missionaries and the work of God overseas and here at home. Lord, would you use it for your glory and your honor and have your way and get the glory. And we do ask these things in the lovely and precious name, that name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to move right into a song by our family before we go to the scripture text. All right, hope you enjoyed that good song there, and we're going to get ready to move right into the message. This week, we're preaching from the scripture found in Psalm chapter number 32, verse number 1. And right before we go to the scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church.
Psalm 32 and verse number 1. I want to read the entire psalm, only 11 verses. I'll read the entire psalm, say some things overall about it, then preach a message from the first little bit. All right, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." We could stop right there and shout the rest of the day. Amen. "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." I want to preach on this thought, the blessedness of forgiveness of sins. Amen. But here's a man in Psalm number 32 that did not always love God's command. He wanted to go his own way. He did not always walk separated from sinners, but rather he walked down that path that led to sin. And he transgressed and he sinned until the point that he committed iniquity in his heart and in his life. And he sinned against God, sinned against heaven and in the sight of God. It's no strange thing for God to bless those who do not mess up their life. That wouldn't be a strange thing. Those who love God's Word, those who obey God's Word, it's no strange thing that they be blessed. But Psalm 32 is not written by a man who did not mess up his life. Written by a man that did make a royal mess. He messed up grandly, as we could say. Amen. He didn't always walk in the law of God, but he broke the law of God. And so how can this man be blessed? David said, "I'm a blessed man," even though he had sinned, even though there was a blot on his record. How can this man be blessed? Well, that leads me to the second question, or the statement, what his blessing is. Look at verse number 1 again. "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Now, you don't have to understand Hebrew or Greek to understand your King James Bible. It's good to look up words. I'm for that. And now I'm going to point out some words. I'll give you the Strong's number so you can look them up later and verify what I'm saying is correct unless I've made a mistake. Look at verse number 1. And if you want to count the words, if I count right, there's 11 words in verse number 1. Of those 11 words, 6 of them are in italics, which tells us that in the original Hebrew, there were only 5 words in that first sentence, in that first verse. The fact that the King James translators put it in italics, by the way, that was an honest translation, whereas the Later translators didn't do that in these new quote-unquote Bibles. They don't bother to tell you which words they put in and which words they changed. But the King James translators put the words they added for clarity, to describe and explain what was there. They put them in italics so you'll know these words were not found in the original. But if you just read those five words that were in the original, look, I underlined them. Blessed, transgression forgiven, sin covered. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing. Transgression forgiven. Sin covered. Hallelujah. What is His blessing? His blessing is, although He failed, there's a good God in heaven. There's a gracious God in heaven. Amen. There's a merciful God in heaven that will wipe His slate clean. Amen. Amen. Transgressions forgiven. I want to look at these five words and point out to you what I can about these five words real quickly. First of all, the word blessed. It's Strong's number 835. It means happiness. And I didn't realize this till looking it up last night. I looked it up again. And it says it actually means how happy. Not just happy, how happy. Amen. Oh, what a Savior is mine. That's what the idea is there. Oh, what blessedness. Oh, what joy to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's talking about being blessed. It is translated blessed or happy. Then the word transgression, that's Strong's number 6588. And it actually means a revolt. It means a rebellion. It's translated rebellion, sin, transgression, and trespass. And then the word forgiven, that's Strong's number 5375. It means to lift. But it means to pick up the load. Amen. Where we dropped the ball, Jesus picked it up. When we was loaded down with sin and couldn't seem to go any further, God lifted us. Amen. Thank God for the lifting power of the gospel. Amen. It's still able to lift men out of their sins. Not that we do it on our own, but there's a good God in heaven that can reach down to where we are. Amen. And He can lift us out of our sin and out of the muck and mire that we're in. Amen. Here's what He's saying. He's talking about the fact that it is blessed to have your transgression forgiven. It's a blessing to have the burden lifted. Amen. It's a blessing to have the charges dropped. Amen. Amen. When they talk about somebody's been charged with a crime and later they let them go, they say that the charges was lifted. That's the word. They had the charges lifted. Amen. Thank God Jesus came and lifted my burden. Jesus came and lifted the charges that was railed against me. It's talking about the fact that our rebellion has been forgiven by a merciful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Matter of fact, I just want to stop and say, wow, glory to God. Amen. Amen. That's right. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 He did it, amen. Thank God. Amen, Brother Ricky. Amen. Praise God, He did it, amen. The idea of transgression. When we transgressed God's law. Now listen to me. We knew the rules, but we broke them anyway. We chose to disregard the no trespassing sign and barge in anyhow. And we got caught and we got in trouble, but by the good grace of God, God offers us a way out. Amen. Oh, my land. When that prodigal came home, there wasn't nobody at home that thought that boy deserved to be there. There was nothing there that boy could deserve except the fact there was a father that loved him. Amen. His brother didn't love him. I don't know if the servants loved him. I don't know one thing about his mother. She's not mentioned in the picture. But there was a father there. And we'd say, you and I both would say, well, that boy ought to rot. That boy ought to suffer. That boy ought to go the rest of his life in shame. But there's a father there that saw him a great way off and said, it doesn't matter if he don't deserve it. I love him. Amen. And he went to where he was and he rescued him and fell on his neck. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. In 1 John, John says that Jesus is revealing to us the Father. The Old Testament knew God as God, but they didn't know Him as Father. When Jesus came, He starts talking about the Father. And Jesus spoke that parable of the gold coin that was lost, and of the sheep that was lost, and of the son that was lost. Amen. Or silver. I said gold coin. Silver and the sheep and the son that was lost. Our Lord said that coin was valuable to somebody. Our Lord said that sheep was worth something to somebody. Our Lord said that boy might not have been worth nothing to nobody else. But His love to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves sinners. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen. And it helped me to look back over that Old Testament and see how that all through that Old Testament, God showed us something about a father's love. David loved Absalom. Absalom ought to died. Hey, amen. I get upset sometimes that David's making such a big deal about Absalom. Absalom's such a wicked but he is David's boy. David loved him. He had the heart of a father and loved him, amen. And said, I would have died. I would have died for you. Thank God, God so loved the world that He did die for us. That He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. I thought about Jacob and all this. This ain't in my notes, but it's out there. Amen. 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 Y'all done got me sidetracked. Hallelujah. Jacob, you know, connived around and stole his brother's birthright. Esau sold it. Sorry, rascal. Sold all that property, all that promise. He sold it all for a pot of beans. Then the time came, you know, that Jacob connived around and got his father's blessing. Esau wanted it. And Isaac wanted to give it to him. Esau didn't deserve a blessing. Esau didn't deserve anything. But Isaac loved him. And the only reason he loved him, because he was his boy. Amen. Thank God for a father's love that we can see in the scriptures and we can see over and over again. And David recognizes it here in this psalm. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Hallelujah. Lifted. What a blessing. The blessedness of forgiveness. Why did that prodigal's daddy put a robe on him, put a ring on him, put Reeboks on him, is what Brother Willis said, shoes on his feet, and took him to Ryan's, he said, and fed him the fatted calf. Why did the father bestow all that on that boy? Ain't but one reason. Love. Amen. And I thought back again about that song, Me, personally, I know this story. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within and sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Why in the world? Why? Love, amen. Love lifted me, amen. When nothing else could help, praise God. Woo! Love came by, amen. Woo! Amen. I'm gonna get plumb undignified, amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the love of God that sought me out and washed me from my sins, amen. Forgave me, lifted that load that I was carrying. Woo! What happened to my sins? He lifted them off me and put them on Himself and took them to the cross. Praise God. Amen. And now, like Brother Hall said, they are gone. Amen. You remember that story in Genesis, is it 22, when Abram takes Isaac up on the mountain? He takes that, he got all that load on the donkey. That donkey represents the sinner. He takes that load off of the donkey, the wood. You know what he did with it? He put it on Isaac. Thank God Jesus came to where I was and took that load up off of this old stubborn, rebellious, mule-headed. Amen. Praise God. Lifted that load off me and put it on his own back and carried the cross all the way. Praise God, up that hill, and died in my place. Amen. Lifted my burden. Amen. Well, they stand. Yes, amen, brother. Yes, amen. Amen, amen. Woo! Yes, amen, brother. Amen. Let me just say, do you know how it feels? Have you ever been there? Have you ever, wow, have you ever experienced that load so low you couldn't go no further and you came to the end of yourself and by the good, marvelous, matchless grace of God, He lifted that load. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, amen. I'm going to have to break in right there, and I hate to do that. Having a good time listening to the message and remembering the blessing of the Lord as we enjoyed the preaching of the blessedness of forgiveness. We'll hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we'll finish the sermon on tomorrow's broadcast.